So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribes. Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F35A. Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview. In January, Sarah Meany was appointed director of the Department of Tourism, which is just a cheerleading, wonderful job. And so it's a thank you for coming in. I know you've had a few months to really figure out the place, but Madam Secretary, thanks for coming in.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, what were you doing and why, when Governor Evers called your number, did you raise your hand?
So my background, even though I hadn't really thought about this position, frankly, until the opportunity became a potential reality, not at that point in time, I realized, wow, it really is a good fit for what I've been doing. Much of my career has been spent in the advertising agency side of things, and particularly working on directly or indirectly on state tourism, regional tourism, and international tourism accounts. So, I'm no stranger to tourism, certainly, and have worked with clients who have the job that I now have. But immediately prior to this position, I was the chief marketing and development officer of Milwaukee Film, which is a nonprofit arts organization based in Milwaukee, hence the name.
That's taken off.
Oh, absolutely. So I had been on the board of directors for about 6 years. So it was a passion and a hobby, sort of a free time volunteer thing for me. But that organization in 10 short years went from being small and grassroots to being industry changing nationwide. So with the 9th largest film festival in the country, it was the right time for me to get involved and take a huge step like that.
So you had a good job.
Why did you take the state? It was a dream job, frankly. That job was something I really, really wanted to do, and we had a really crazy year in 2018, taking over the Historic Oriental Theater in Milwaukee and a major fundraising campaign and a huge successful 10th anniversary festival. And yet, when you get a call from the governor, my advice and advice that was given to me is that you accept the call. And I'm glad that I did. This has been a whirlwind. It's been an incredible joy. Challenging in a lot of really great ways, but it's also a great combination of all the things I love and am pretty good at.
In 4 months on the job, what have you learned about the tourism industry that working in Milwaukee you didn't know before? Lessons learned.
That's a great question. So, I mean, the state of Wisconsin, I have always known as a resident and native of Wisconsin, is really special. Wisconsin really, truly does deserve its day in the sun. There's no excuse for using the term best kept secret. It just means we could do more, right? So what I've learned, I think, in the last, 4+ months is that we have a great foundation in the tourism industry. We have a lot of really dedicated and talented people throughout the state doing great work. The department itself has some incredibly dedicated public service professionals that have worked in the department, some of whom have been in the department 25 years, who just bring passion and energy to the table. So what I'm excited about is that my expertise and my experience working in marketing strategy and organizational strategy can help take it to the next level. So that's exactly what we're working on.
You're
right
selling
away.
Fun. You're marketing fun,
I
right?
I am, yes. So I feel like, you know, you referenced it's a cheerleader job, and I think that's true. I think it's my job to be an ambassador, but I also see my job as actually more of the quarterback of the industry, and we're currently undergoing a strategic planning process throughout the state.
Yeah, I understand there's a reference to that. Your plan will be coming out in July?
Correct.
And what's the goal of your plan? Excuse me
for interrupting. No, that's great. So there's kind of two levels of what we need to do as a statewide department, right, as a government agency. We need to serve the rest of the industry itself. Obviously, we need to provide leadership. We need to lead the marketing efforts. But we also need to be the connecting point of all of the efforts and make sure that as much as we can be, we're all on the same page, right? There are a lot of moving parts. So the more digging I did, the more clear it became that what the department was lacking was a longer-term department-level, agency-level strategic plan. Who are we trying to be as a state agency? Yeah. How are we going to get there? And what will it require of us? Resources, people, talent, and collaboration throughout the state, what will it require? Well, step one was talk to the industry. We reached out and engaged thousands of people in this process, and their feedback is very telling. It's very positive. They're seeking leadership and guidance from the department. They're seeking additional tools and resources, opportunities to engage specifically, and they need help, especially in the smaller counties and smaller communities where dollars and resources and time are really limited. So we see that as a great opportunity to build a plan to better support and advance the work of the entire state, but also use that as the pivot point to help us determine what does that mean for the state's brand and how do we build on that reputation in the direction where we need to head.
Well, Wisconsin has been America's Dairyland, supper clubs, great beer, egg. Are we in a transition in terms of modern marketing of Wisconsin?
I think the answer is we are all of the above, but what does that mean to an unfamiliar consumer is the puzzle that we need to solve. You know, we are competing with some pretty sophisticated competitors, even within the Midwest, who are well-funded and well-organized, and it's time that we can take our activities to that next strategic level. So it isn't that we're suddenly not a source of great beer or brats or cheese. That is a piece of our heritage and a piece of who we are as people. Yep. But, you know, with the opportunities coming up in 2020 to be on the national and international stage, we need to change the narrative of how people think of Wisconsin as a flyover state. And it's too easy to dismiss what makes Wisconsin such a rich, fun, and engaging place to live, work, and play. Right. So we're working on evolving the brand as a result of that. There's a reason why those organizations are investing within Wisconsin to host these massive pivotal opportunities. And we have a story that we need to tell and get out in front of it.
I want to get to the Democratic National Convention, but we will get there, I promise.
Great.
But your agency just released a report. Mm-hmm. Tourism, direct and indirect spending in 2018, $21.6 billion.
It's a big number with a B.
With a B. Now, when I go to the Federal Reserve and I wonk out and I say, what is the gross domestic product of Wisconsin? They have a number for 2017. And tourism is between 6 and 7% of our gross domestic product, which I did not know. Mm-hmm. So it is a huge component of Wisconsin's economy.
It is. It is.
And that 21.6, which includes direct and indirect, is up what percent?
Just under 5%. So we're excited to see that. It's a really good indicator that what Wisconsin is doing and has been doing to attract attention and attract spending within the state has been working. So there are a couple of numbers that make up that total economic impact. Well, there's a lot of numbers. Clearly, that's a big number. But there are a few things that we look at. One is, how well did we do at attracting new people to the state, meaning total visitors? What we saw was 112 million visitors to the state in 2018. That was up just under 2%. So that's 1.9% over 2017. It's a respectable number. But that per person spending was actually up above the previous year's spend, which shows a bit, you know, tells us a bit about the way people are determining their time in Wisconsin and how they're leaving their dollars behind. So those are two really good trends. What we do see is that visitor increase is about the national average of state tourism increase. We see that as being, you know, a decent number. But I also see that with some tweaks and building on that foundation that we currently have in place, I think we can see that number increase over time. But it's a large ship to steer and to guide. So those things take time and it takes investment.
And when the definition of tourist, both someone coming in from out of state and someone like me. I live in Dane County, but last Saturday night I had dinner at the Northwood Supper Club. There's an ad in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Yes. It
was that considered tourism spending?
Yes. So the way these numbers are calculated by a third party, which is Longwoods International, actually determines for many, many states across the country how those numbers and those growth numbers are calculated. What they are able to do is determine increases for people outside their normal routine and outside 90 miles of their home base, right? So that includes people within the state, and it excludes people who go to their cabin every weekend, right? So what we're looking at is what is the change that was created as a result of our activities, not simply what are people's habits that you can't really change as they stand, right? So that includes out-of-state advertising, and it includes activities within the state.
Well, now let's look at some of the numbers within that 21.6. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the 10 counties that had, according to the report, the most direct, and that's mm-hmm. important because you measure direct and indirect,
right.
direct
right.
tourism spending. Your home county, Milwaukee, $2.1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the components of that?
Sure. And actually, I was just in attendance at the Visit Milwaukee annual meeting where they spoke a lot about where some of those successes came from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being the largest urban center of our state, it's not a surprise that much of, you know, the economy is driven by that area. You get a lot of spending directly through, you know, flights flying in and out,
sure.
not necessarily even spending within that county, but certainly dollars are spent and left behind in that process. But there are quite a few activities and events that go on an annual basis. Harley-Davidson anniversary is always a major uplift. And we also have things like Summerfest and
a couple of sports teams.
Quite a few that happen to be doing pretty well.
Fear
go Bucks,
the deer.
Go Bucks.
Say fear the fear deer.
Fear the deer.
All right, thank
fear
you.
The deer. We're gonna win this one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think there are a lot of components that go into that. But you know, Visit Milwaukee, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is doing really sophisticated and really smart marketing to partner with organizations that bring new people in, and certainly to do economic development within the region. Not unlike many other convention and visitors bureaus around the state.
And then Dane County, $1.3 billion. Now, we host the CrossFit Games.
Correct.
But that's only a big part of it, because
mm-hmm.
we're the state capital, so
mm-hmm.
we're drawing on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have Farmers Market. Any other major components for Dane you want to mention?
Well, there is a lot of hotel development happening throughout Dane County, as well as in the Milwaukee County area, and what you start seeing is more places to stay, more heads and beds, and more dollars spent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are valid and important things to consider when we're looking at where that growth is coming from. Special events are important in single-year upticks, of course, to consider what that means. But ultimately, our big picture is, how do you convert that one-time visit into a return visit and an ambassador?
Right.
So that's truly the activity. We want to see growth year on year, but we actually want to see people convert from, you know, happenstance visitor to regular visitor. Exactly.
I loved Wisconsin. I'm going back. Mm-hmm. You should
tell your
go
friends
back.
And family, come with me.
Yep.
Let's plan a trip.
Number three, Sauk County, $1.1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
This reflects the Dells. It's up 5.8%.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Dells is a strong powerhouse and always has been. It's a huge magnet for families and special attractions, and they continue to do a great job to attract people to that area.
Okay, let's just talk about two more. Waukesha, I was surprised, is fourth with $823.9 million. It's situated just west of Milwaukee. It's got lots of hotels, mm-hmm. and it's on the way to Madison.
Right, right. Again, hotel growth and occupancy opportunities there. And one thing we didn't talk about with Dane County, you know, the convention center, both opportunities
yes.
have seen, you know, at capacity activity. And in fact, the idea of convention center, you know, Alliant Energy Center expansion has everything to do with the future opportunities and the ability to fill space as it is.
Brown County last year, mm-hmm. $696 million, that ranked at fifth. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought with the Packers, et cetera, and all they've done with the atrium and Hall of Fame and things like
right.
that, it would rate higher. Are the Packers the biggest single draw in Brown, do you know? Have
well,
you been on the job?
You know, so I was just there. I was just there a few weeks ago. It's amazing to see some of the small business and economic development that's happening in pockets there. But also you have Titletown, the Titletown Entertainment District,
yes.
which is giving people more reasons to spend more time
yeah.
before and after a game or even off season. Green Bay is doing a lot of interesting and innovative things to give people reasons to stay. They also have an incredible new hotel that just recently opened. The name is going to escape me, but I just had a tour of it, and they have an amazing bowling alley in the basement. It's an old historic building where historic tax credits made that renovation possible, and it's a beautiful, beautiful facility, not just special events, but also for special getaways.
And you had been mentioning, as we got ready for the show, you're seeing strong growth in some smaller counties.
Right, right.
Adams, you mentioned.
I did. So Adams County actually saw the largest percentage increase, even for a smaller destination. And what's happening there is really kind of an indication of the energy that's happening around the state. But Sand Valley Golf Course and all of the facilities that they've built has resulted in further investment, even in the surrounding counties and in the airport itself. So seeing in the past year really where they've gotten hit their stride and the facilities are open, they are full and packed. Many of their guest facilities are booked months and months and months into the future. And I think that has resulted in incredible economic opportunity for even the small towns around there, like Rome, for example, seen increase.
One of the biggest changes that I've seen in Wisconsin is the emergence of Wisconsin as a golf destination site. It's really with Kohler
and Sand Valley. And frankly, I think a lot of people do know, but not everyone quite knows. When you combine that with the quality, for example, of Milwaukee County municipal golf courses and how they rank, I think it's in the top 5 or 10 of the nation, we have incredible golf facilities that are accessible at every price point and to all people. Now, we haven't quite touched on the Ryder Cup, but there's a reason why these national and international golf tournaments continue to return to Wisconsin.
All the highest private quality jets flying in.
Exactly. And Ryder Cup, my understanding is, where it's being held is the first time Ryder Cup has been held in a publicly accessible golf course. Everywhere else has always been private clubs throughout the world. That says a lot about the golf culture in Wisconsin and the quality of the facilities and the resources that we have here.
I have to ask, do you play? I don't play golf.
I'm a hack.
Okay, understood.
I would say my middle name is Mulligan, but it isn't.
Okay, well, you mentioned Ryder Cup. That's coming next year.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the Democratic Convention. Mm-hmm. How are you going to piggyback? This is a question. Are you going to try to get delegates and visitors, even reporters, to come early to Wisconsin or to stay later?
All of the above.
How are you going to reach them and how are you going to pitch them?
We have several different strategies to do exactly those things. One, the work has already started in the advance awareness. So as we spoke earlier, we need to get ahead of the existing flyover narrative that the national media has made up about Wisconsin and about, southeastern Wisconsin. So we have plans and will be making the time to get in front of those managing editors and publishers and producers in order to share with them the true story of what makes Wisconsin an incredible place to work, live, and play. And ultimately, what we can then give them is the, tools and resources to tell a more accurate and more appropriate story when they are talking about the road to Milwaukee for the DNC 2020.
So you're going to say to all these news media and reporters, look, there's so much more to Wisconsin than a political convention. You should come early or stay later. Is that going to be the basic message?
Absolutely. So, it's a multi-pronged approach. One is get to the media before they make up the story and the version of Wisconsin that they think is the case, which is in most cases very outdated and ill-informed. So a lot of that is about educating and building relationships with them before they assign their producers and stories, right?
And the estimated impact of the DNC convention is what?
$200 million is what I have heard.
$200 million.
Mm-hmm, $200 million. And that is in direct impact. Right.
And potential gridlock. Mm-hmm. And there's a debate over extending the hop,
right,
the streetcar.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that have to happen.
Wouldn't
here.
It be amazing if we could put our best foot forward when we're on the national and international platform that we will have? So that's what we're doing from a Department of Tourism standpoint. Now, it's not about advertising to those 50,000 people that are arriving for 5 days.
50,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. Frankly, Milwaukee sees conventions of that size on a regular basis. Northwestern Mutual has an annual meeting. Harley Davidson.
It doesn't have the high profile in the footlights.
The difference is the media
CNN
attention.
CNN and Fox and everything.
The opportunity is the media attention. And, you could make the argument, well, they're going to be here anyway. Why do you need to do anything about it? Because we need to get the right media attention. We need the media to be telling the story that we know to be true about Wisconsin. Flyover is a word that I would really like to avoid having anyone say when they are here for either of those major conventions or anything else in the future. We know that to be not true, and we also know why Wisconsin is so special. So there is a lot of advance work that has to get done. But then you also have to talk about making sure that when people are here and those influencers that are here have the best possible experience and take home the right information in order to make decisions to come back again. So it really is kind of a two major priority pronged approach. It's what happens before, what happens during, which mm-hmm. is a major lift. It's like hosting a Super Bowl in terms of media relations and engagement and touch points with the people that are there. But we also need to make sure we engage the local community. I've spoken with host city committees from previous DNCs and RNCs, and some of their learnings and advice include make sure people who live there don't not show up. Meaning, outside the perimeter of that activity, it's still your city, and those businesses still need your support. And so we want to make sure people actually get to engage in and understand what all that energy really is going to be when it comes to DNC, even if you're not politically interested. It's really exciting to see that much attention on your city and on your state.
So DNC coming, Ryder's Cup coming, CrossFit coming back in 2019?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. But we're also seeing any other
big draws for next year?
Yeah. So there's talk of another women's golf tournament coming. And then, of course, the bead and button show is always a huge one in Milwaukee. And that one is, of course, its own audience. People yeah. show up, they're crafters, and they spend a lot of money. And they're also the same demographic that make a lot of decisions for family vacations. So that's a really big opportunity. But of course, you know, that just scratches the surface. When you have so many facilities and so many opportunities throughout the state, what we have to do is make sure that we spend our time and attention looking at what draws people in every direction. I actually just got back from 4 days along the Great River Road, which it had been years since I had really dug in and spent time as a tourist taking it all in. You know, people will be surprised to learn that we have nationally and internationally award-winning wineries and cideries there. Yes, in Wisconsin. We need to have an opportunity to pull people 3.5 hours west of where the primary activity is happening. So our work really is focused on how do we take that opportunity where all these people are here, give them a 45-minute, 90-minute, 180, you know, minute drive away from the center of the action and an excuse to spend another day or two.
Right. But lawmakers, as we speak, are debating your agency's budget. Mm-hmm. You need them to properly fund your activities, which you've just been talking about.
That's right.
Well, I want to get into it this way. How much does your agency now spend on tourism promotion?
Mm-hmm. Is it A little over 12 million, right.
Okay.
So total budget of $15.5 million, and that budget has remained stagnant for about the last 10 years.
And so you're now spending a little over 12 for promotion. Mm-hmm. How much did Governor Evers ask in addition for that?
5.1 over the biennium.
Over the biennium.
Mm-hmm. Now, million. Now, I know I just said 5.1, but
understand.
5.1 million over the biennium.
So you're a little over 12 now mm-hmm. over the biennium, mm-hmm. and the governor recommended 5.
Correct.
And you wanted 5 more because
let me clarify. Sure. It's 12.1 per year.
Thank you.
Then 5.1 over the biennium, so that'd be 2.5-ish per year if you level it out. So that opportunity actually brings us closer to the national average of state tourism department budgets. So what we know is we are significantly behind the nation and the region in state tourism budgets. Makes it really hard for us to stay competitive and keep up and take advantage of opportunities that are ahead
of
us.
We're spending a little bit more than $12 million a year.
Right.
What's Michigan spending?
Michigan has $35 million a year
in
their state tourism budget, correct?
And they're trying to eat our tourism lunch?
Yes, their strategic plan specifically names Wisconsin residents as targets.
Who do you fear, Michigan, Minnesota?
What keeps me up at night? The answer is both our eastern and western neighbors. We don't have to name them. We don't have to give them extra advertising,
okay,
right?
That's fair.
But,
that's
fair. So when we think about what people are looking to do and what people enjoy about Wisconsin, data tells us that what they come here to do, the number one reason people arrive in the state, other than because they have family and friends here, which we can't market to change, right. Outdoor recreation is the number one reported marketable reason. So that tells us a lot about what people are doing, what people are looking for, and how they spend their time and dollars.
That's our biggest season?
That's
'cause I heard your interview with Radio TMJ, and you were asked the most favorite season, and you said all of them.
All of them.
But our biggest season is spring, summer, fall?
Summer is the largest visitation, but what's interesting is we actually see nearly equal from quarter to quarter throughout the entire year. In comparison to our neighbors to the east and west, we only see a 3-point swing from low season to high season. To the east and west, that's about 8 to 12 points swing. So we have a more even low and high than either of those two states. Their goal is to even it out. Now, that is not the experience from county to county. Mm-hmm. But statewide, what we see is approximately a quarter of our visitation every quarter of the year, which is really interesting. That has everything to do with how well-developed our snow sports activities are, especially in the north and the northwest of our state. Snowmobiling, snowshoeing, silent sports, ice fishing. And then, our summertime activities, our parks, our cycling, our mountain biking, our canoeing, our fishing, our hunting.
I want to go through some of the other items that Governor Evers recommended. Mm-hmm. $200,000 for the tourism's Native American tourism budget. Why is that so important?
So NATAO is a partner of ours for Native American tourism. Right. So what that is a consortium and a representation of the 11 tribal nations that are located within the state or have a presence within the state. Mm-hmm. And that activity, of course, is important. So what that allows is funding specifically for them to market and build awareness of specific publicly available activities that people can take advantage of in terms of heritage and culture.
Promoting our Native American heritage and tradition.
Correct.
The governor recommended it's part of your budget, Office of Outdoor Recreation. Why do you need that? Joint Finance funded that on a one-time basis.
Why is that important? So as I mentioned, the number one reason people actually report that they come to the state of Wisconsin currently is outdoor recreation. This is actually a trend nationally that states that rely quite heavily on outdoor recreation for their tourism and or support of their natural resources have created a focused entity, an Office of Outdoor Recreation at the state government level to bring together all of the disparate stakeholders that make up that industry. Now, that has everything to do with job creation, business attraction, talent attraction and retention, as well as revenue creation. So it's public, private, nonprofit, local government, volunteer groups that are all doing things that contribute to the success of the outdoor recreation industry in Wisconsin already, but not in a coordinated fashion. Okay. What this allows us to do is have a strategy for the industry, the outdoor recreation industry, while also maintaining and building a focus on the consumer promotion of our outdoor recreation resources.
Okay. And Joint Finance didn't directly approve the governor's budget. Mm-hmm. They put $1.6 million in a pocket and said, you, the agency, can come back and ask for it later. Mm-hmm. Was this a setback as you get ready to plan for the Democratic National Convention and everything else that we need to promote?
Well, what I can tell you is I am confident that the plans that we are putting in place will more than satisfy the expectations that currently hold those dollars.
Your agency is eventually going to be okay when the budget is signed?
Yeah. Oh, I'm very comfortable with that. I think what we're excited about is that the Joint Finance Committee sees the potential in the future and has agreed with and understands the vision that we've set forth for the future. I think that's a vote of confidence in what we've shared and in the communication that we've built so far with legislators. It has a lot to do with ongoing communication. What are the plans? What are we hoping to accomplish? And those conversations are ongoing. Ever since day one, frankly, I've been spending time with legislators and sharing what's already working well and what do we hope to continue to build on.
Okay, we're almost out of time. So final question. Give us, although you're going to have a new plan come out in July, mm-hmm. but where would you like to see tourism 2 and 4 years out? Mm. Your vision as a secretary. Last question.
Yes. So what Wisconsin has done very well is built a reputation for being a great place for families to come and have fun. And as a result, our base visitation kind of reflects that. What we see is an aging visitor base. We have an opportunity to continue to evolve that and attract a younger base for the future of generations who want to build memories and traditions within Wisconsin. We're falling behind in the Midwest when it comes to that. And we've also found that the data tells us we have an opportunity to be more specific about the types of activities we attract people for. One is outdoor recreation. Two 2 is our heritage and culture, and 3, of course, is family, fun, and attractions. So I think when we look at what people already know about Wisconsin and build upon those strengths, we have entire new swaths of people who want what it is we're selling. We just need to come up with a strong strategy to build that awareness and bring them here.
And that's your job one.
Yes, it is.
Sarah Meany, Tourism Secretary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And fear the deer.
And fear the deer.